Sixth bus of migrants from Texas arrives in LA. Another bus of migrants from Texas arrived at Union Station in downtown Los Angeles on July 27, the sixth group to arrive since June 14. According to Mayor Karen Bass's office, the bus arrived around 8:50 a.m. The city has continued to work with city departments, the county, and a coalition of nonprofit organizations, in addition to our faith partners, to execute a plan set in place earlier this year, mayoral spokesman Zach Seidel said in a statement. As we have before, when we became aware of the bus yesterday, we activated our plan. According to the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHURLA, the group included 15 men, 8 women, and 13 children, with the children ranging in age from 2 to 17. The migrants were taken to nearby St. Anthony's Croatian Church, where they were met by city officials and immigrant support groups for an orientation. In addition to receiving urgent humanitarian support services, such as food, water, clothing, hygiene kits, and legal immigration guidance, this group of asylum seekers will be connected with loved ones, family members, or sponsors in the region, according to CHURLA. CHURLA officials said the asylum seekers hailed from Honduras, Mexico, Peru, and Venezuela, with the largest contingents from Mexico and Venezuela. According to the organization, Thursday's group of migrants brings the total number of immigrants bused to Los Angeles from Texas to 234. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been orchestrating the shipments of migrants from Brownsville, Texas, to California, claiming the state's border region is overwhelmed by immigrants crossing the Mexican border. Texas' small border towns remain overwhelmed and overrun by the thousands of people illegally crossing into Texas from Mexico because of President Biden's refusal to secure the border, Abbott said in a statement after the first bus arrived in Los Angeles in June. Los Angeles is a major city that migrants seek to go to, particularly now that its city leaders approved its self-declared sanctuary city status. Our border communities are on the front lines of President Biden's border crisis, and Texas will continue providing this much-needed relief until he steps up to do his job and secure the border. In June, the Los Angeles City Council unanimously passed a motion directing the city to draft a sanctuary city ordinance that, when passed, would prohibit any city resources, property, or personnel from being utilized for any federal immigration enforcement,